none, and that's lined to shallow center. It gets down for a base hit. Two runs will score. Reyes and Jimenez cross the plate. Austin Hedges with a two-run single has put the Guardians back in front, 5-3 here in the fifth. Boy, just dumped a single in the center on a two-strike pitch. Hedges coming through with his 19th and 20th runs driven in on the season.
Little highlight from yesterday, Austin Hedges. 5-3 was your final as we defeated the Rays and finished out with a pretty good road trip, right, Bob?
Oh, I think it was a terrific road trip. Good morning. To go 6-5 right out of the All-Star break, have an 11-game, 10-day, three-city trip that takes you to Chicago, Boston, and Tampa and come out with a winning record. I think that says a lot. And then we open up tonight. Of course, there's rain in the forecast because sure. We're home. The idea that we're going to play starting tonight, we're going to play 18 games in 17 days coming out of the All-Star break. That's a lot for the guys. And but you got to feel good about yesterday's win in particular, going up against the best pitcher in the American League thus far this year. And, you know, the only team yet to score three runs off them. So, pretty good win.
Yeah, absolutely. We're talking to Bob DiBiasio of the Guardians this morning. It's brought to you by your North Ridgeville Convenience, Sunoco, Center Ridge, and Barton Roads. Okay, so now we're back, but you had a weekend with Elton John, and I saw some video of somebody showing a machine that chews up the outfield grass. What kind of a groundskeeping crew is going on out there? What do they have to do to have a concert where people sit out there and then you got to play games now out there? What can you give us a little insight into that?
Well, underneath the stage was an area in the outfield that our groundskeeper felt just made the most sense to get ahead of it. He visited a couple other ballparks with the new technology that's available for staging, and it was a massive stage. It was such a perfect night. The ballpark looked beautiful. Elton John was terrific. But our groundskeeper, Brandon Kenke, who's been there since the very beginning of our ballpark, just felt best thing to do with the grass under the stage was take it up and place it back down yesterday, midday, and get it ready for tonight.
We are excited for a homestand. What excitement do we have for the fans? Do we have to plan now that everybody's coming to Progressive Field?
Well, we have a Wednesday day game, so all those fun people that love the weekday day game. So Wednesday's a 1:10 start and a Guardians cap giveaway on that day. And then a weekend full of our usual wonderful promotions that our fans love. Sugardale Dollar Dogs, the fireworks, the parties in the $2 beers in the district, Miles Straw jersey giveaway on Saturday, kids run the bases on Sunday. Lots going on. CleGuardians.com is the place to go to find it all out.
And lots going on the field as well. I guess fingers crossed today on Josh Naylor, trying to make sure that he's going to be okay or what kind of rest he might need.
Yeah, he's one tough son of a gun. To play on those legs that he's played on this year with what happened to him a year ago, obviously, but then also just getting banged up, the normal bumps and bruises and getting banged up that a baseball player goes through playing every day. Let's hope. We just want to make sure, take care of him the best we can. And, yeah, let's hope any x-rays, MRI, et cetera, are something we can work with.
How many more starts in Brian Shaw's future? He seems like we win every time he plays. What's the story with this? All of a sudden, the Brian Shaw is what year am I in right now?
It's pretty wild. We win both of those games that he's out on the mound. How much fun for him. I can tell you that, a guy that's thrown over 700 games, you know, he's the only two pitchers in our franchise history that have thrown more, Bob Feller and Mel Harder. Two of the guys that have been in our uniform the longest, You know, he just got so pumped that something a little bit different in his life, a new challenge for him on the mound. And, yeah, not so sure. Although, again, this certain stretch of games caused us to have to do that with no off days. And, again, an 11-game, 10-day three-city road trip caused this issue. So we'll see. We have an off day coming up next Monday. I don't know if we'll see Mr. Shaw.
Well, you know, Bob, with a bullpen game like that, the other team really can't do a whole lot of planning because they don't know who's coming in next.
Well, that's one of the oddities of in Tampa, you know, the team we played yesterday over the weekend, is the team that sort of created the opener. They felt, again, with their philosophy and how they have to go about doing business as a small market team, you know, they just felt with all the transactions that they made, I think they've made 72 moves already this year for their roster. They make the most of anybody all year long. They came up with that idea simply out of need, and that's one of the benefits is you just don't know after the, you know, the guy comes out of the bullpen, faces, you know, the lineup once, twice, if they're lucky, three times, you know, then what's going to happen? So, you know, the whole team has to be ready because you never know when you're going to be called on to pinch hit or get in the ball game.
Yep, and we're still in the thick of things in the Central, and we look forward to some great homestand. Guardians and the Arizona Diamondbacks gets underway at 6:35, first pitch after 7 o'clock, and Houston for four games coming up later this week. And another one of those early games on Sunday where the first pitch is right around, I think, noontime or something to that effect, too. So
yeah,
we're ready for that. So, Bob, we appreciate your time. We'll talk again next week.
Thank you, gentlemen. Have a great week. Go Guardians.
Bob DiBiase of the Guardians joining us talking Guardians baseball. It's brought to you by your North Ridgeville Convenience Sunoco.
Today's a great day to visit your North Ridgeville Convenience Sunoco. They're open daily, so stop in and pick up snacks, pop, and other ice-cold beverages for picnics and parties. And Little Chess Chicken from Convenient is always tasty, whether it's dinner for one, for your family, or when you've called ahead to order enough for a crowd. For breakfast, lunch, and dinner, enjoy hot food and cold drinks from your locally owned and operated North Ridgeville Convenience Sunoco at Center Ridge and Barton Roads.